I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Lakeisha Benjamin is one of the most dynamic saxophone players working today. Her music draws from multiple traditions: the merengue she grew up hearing in Washington Heights, the jazz she discovered at LaGuardia High School and later studied at the New School, and the years she spent playing with artists like Stevie Wonder, Kool & the Gang, and Prince. Her latest album, We Dream, brings all of those influences together in a project that reaches across jazz, hip-hop, R&B, and beyond. But when I spoke with Benjamin recently, I was reminded that her professional musical journey really began with a phone call when she was a teenager. Lakeisha came of age as a musician just as an older generation of band leaders was winding down, and she was tutored in the old school way by playing in bands and absorbing lessons directly from the masters. As a young teenager auditioning for LaGuardia High School in New York, she was given a handful of albums and told to listen. One of them was a Duke Ellington record.
I put the Duke Ellington one on, and right away, first solo was Clark Terry. I opened the liner notes, and I was like, oh, I'm in. It started like that for me.
A few years later, that same Clark Terry called her grandmother's house.
Around my senior year in high school, I got a call on the phone. I was living in my grandma's house, and she was like, there's a man on the phone for you. And I was like, okay. And she was like, why is there a man calling here? And I was like, oh, I don't know. So I pick up the phone, and he's like, yeah, this is Clark Terry. So I hung up. I was like, get out of here. Calls back. You hear what I say? I was like, prove you're Clark Terry, sir. And he starts playing something. And you know Clark Terry has that tone that you know it right away. So I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He was like, okay, okay. He told me what he was doing. He's starting to try to start this band out. And he needs me to come to his house to audition. And he's like, have you ever been to Jersey? And I was like, no. He was like, good. Take this address down. I write it down. He's like, you got an hour to get here. And I was like, what? I never knew where Jersey was. I was calling all kinds of like the little bootleg car services. I got somebody to take me. I go in there. Gwen Terry opens the door. She's like, hey, Lakeisha, Clark's in the basement. I said, oh, no, ma'am, I don't go to the basement. She's like, you going today? I was like, no. So I literally, she opens the door to the basement. I take my sax out the case. I'm holding it upside down, like kind of like a little bat, like a golf club. I'm going down the stairs, like one by one, just looking down there. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to be prepared. I'm from Washington Heights. Clark Terry sees me coming down the stairs and he looks at me and goes, what the hell are you doing? I was like, I don't know. And he starts laughing. He's like, were you going to hit me with that? I was like, I don't even know. I never been in the basement. And he starts laughing. He has like the music on a music stand. He's like, sit over there and play this song. I was like, I'm sorry. So I set up the rest of the sax. And he's looking at me like, what is this? I look at the song. I scan it over. I say, you just want me to play this? He said, yeah. I said, okay. So I'm about to play it. Then I stop. And I was like, you know what? I was like, you the boss, right? He's like, I'm the boss. I was like, can you count this off? He's like, that's good. He was like, you ready? I was like, I'm ready. Are you ready? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, 1, 2, 3. So I play the first four bars. He goes, he stops me. He's like, yeah, that's good. You got the gig. I was like, that's it? He's like, yeah, you want there to be more? I was like, no. And then that was it. He was like, you know, we're going to Switzerland to play a show out there. You know where that is? I was like, no. He's like, you know where Europe is? I was like, no. He's like, get a passport and I'll see you later. And I was like, what's a passport? And he just sends me upstairs. So I go home and tell my grandma, I need a passport. I'm getting out of here.
Lakeisha Benjamin's career has taken her out of the basement and around the world since that day, but the spirit of that tradition remains at the heart of her music. Her new album is called We Dream. And if anyone can prove that dreams sometimes become reality, it's her. You can hear my full conversation with Lakeisha at wbgo.org. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.